Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Oh, it's a good morning. It's a glorious morning. It's wonderful.
Ugh. It's something.
It is. Call us on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. You can give us a ring. We'd love to talk to you. 412-928-9370. Text us on that very same line. Steelers lose 42-21. Their season is over, and there is lots to talk about. Mike Tomlin, he came right out of the gate, and he talked about just how good the Kansas City Chiefs are.
You know, I think I'd start by saying, you know, as opposed to coming in here and talking about the things that we didn't do and how we fell short, I just expressed it to the football team. I think the classy thing to do is to compliment the Kansas City Chiefs. They got a really good football team. They got an explosive football team, and they did a good job tonight. There were some things that we didn't do, obviously, but I don't want to diminish what they did. I tip my cap to those guys. If we want to carve out a niche in this thing and push through the AFC, we got to deal with the likes of that bunch. Moving forward, we understand that.
We'll dive into the nuts and bolts and the particulars as we push through this show and take you all the way until 10 o'clock. But is it just that simple to say, or maybe there's a marriage of all of these things, is it just simple to say Mike Tomlin wants to frame this as the Chiefs were just so much better than us, and there's your accurate statement, take it for what it's worth, okay, we move on, that was the better football team?
Well,
I think that's only part of it.
You can start there, sure. Yeah, the Chiefs are a better football team. I don't think that can be questioned at all. But that's just the start of talking about what happened last night. I mean, that... If you throw that out there as just sort of a blanket to all-encompass every sort of reaction you may want to have to this game, then you're giving everything that happened last night short shrift. And everything really that happened in each of the two matchups between these two teams. Because you saw the clear delineation in each of those two games. Outside what? The first quarter last night. You saw the clear delineation between what is a legit Super Bowl contender and a team just happy to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It was a team that has aspirations on trying to lift the trophy and a team that has aspirations on just being good enough to be in the tournament, mm-hmm. the single elimination tournament, and then whatever happens, happens. The first part of that, okay, let me, in an exercise in talk here, let me grant people, Mike Tomlin, of course, I guess being the preeminent person here, let me grant them that even if you grant that Kansas City's better, that the offense doesn't have any sort of play calling that lends to making up the difference, okay? Like let me do that. And here's Ben talking about that, kind of.
It's hard to answer that right now. I will say that I'm really proud of the way guys fought. We had guys, whether it's linemen or backs or receivers, tight ends, I mean, guys stepped up and literally fought to the end tonight. You know, guys just never quit, and literally to the last second, even when it's, you know, it's out of grasp, guys don't quit, and we're line changing receivers and we're just fighting, and linemen are fighting their butts off, and so I'm just so proud to call these guys brothers and to play for them.
He sounds
exasperated.
Yes, exasperated. He sounds all of that. He sounds beaten down. He sounded like he just had enough. So back to the fundamental issue here. Even if you grant that Kansas City's better, and they are everywhere, the Steelers simply did themselves no favors. from the play calling, from the wraparounds to the third down, chuck it up and hope. And I just watched a lot of football over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, some of this for sure, undeniably, is on Matt Canada in terms of not putting his quarterback in position, in best position to win. But I also saw quarterbacks all throughout the league throw the football 25 yards on a rope. And I did not see the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback have the ability to do that.
There was not another offense you've watched this weekend or may watch this weekend, including the game tonight, that looked as futile as the Steelers offense did. And that doesn't happen just based on poor play calling. Yes, that's an important chunk of it. It doesn't just happen based on a 39-year-old quarterback who can't do what his body was once able to do. Sure, that's a big part of it. You take both of those things,
right,
you put them together with a subpar offensive line and receivers dropping footballs, and all of a sudden things spin out of control real quick.
Matt Canada's awful. He is a terrible offensive coordinator. You mesh that with the inability to at least threaten defenses of throwing the football 30 yards down the field without a big balloon arc, and you just can't do it. You cannot do it. Teams know they stopped 22. They stopped the Steelers.
Yes.
And what did they have rushing in the first half? 24 yards or something like that? They ended up with 56 yards in totality, 12 for 29 totally for Najee, who got out there and gritted it up, and you could tell he was hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't running the way that he generally runs. There is just a clashing of things that came together last night, Steelers offensively, that was never going to be good enough.
And it was a microcosm of the season.
Right.
It really was. And that's why Matt Canada does need to be replaced. Look, I understand they're not going to do it. At least I don't expect they're going to do it. But they need to move on from it. They gave it a year. And look, I understand he had to work with a broken down Ben Roethlisberger, and that's going to be the excuse for some people. And a year ago, I sat here and told you after the loss to Cleveland, they needed to bring somebody in, and Canada could be a guy who had some different ideas, and if Ben could just work with him. But listen, Ben couldn't work with anybody because his body wouldn't let him do what he thought he was capable of doing. And Matt Canada wasn't the guy. He wasn't able to infuse enough into this offense to give them some sort of spark of life. So you're moving on from the quarterback. What better time to move on from the OC as well? You gave him his year.
You could text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates, fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and I agree, it's time to move on from Matt Canada. But now you turn the sights to the defense.
Yes.
Because we talked holistically in terms of this team against Kansas City. You talk about the offense, and then the defense, their problem. Tell us, TJ Watt.
I mean, just weren't able to get off the field. I think that was the thing that we were doing really well, what we had planned and we were executing. I mean, they got a lot of weapons. They have a lot of great things they do schematically as well, and just couldn't hold on there as the game wore on.
They do. Now, you look at what's happened in postseason games. 45-18 against Jacksonville. 48 Cleveland scored just last year in pretty much an empty stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 42 last night. For a vaunted defense and a team built on defense and all of that, I'm terrible at math, but that's 135 or thereabouts in three football games in the postseason. That's not good enough.
No,
just not good enough.
You can't give up 44 points a game or whatever that averages out to in the postseason and have any hope of going anywhere. Whether it's against an atrocious Blake Bortles-led Jacksonville Jaguars team, whether it's against Baker Mayfield, or whether it's against someone who's legitimately good like Patrick Mahomes. You can't just chalk it up to, like Mike Tomlin said and how we started this conversation this morning, well, they're just better. No, no, no. You've got the defensive player of the year. You've got the best season of Cam Hayward's career to this point. You've got Minkah Fitzpatrick on the back end. I understand you may not have the depth at some other positions you thought you would have. Guess what? You've got those playmakers available to you, and there were times where Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler were playing, and I'll steal this from Doug Whaley, who tweeted it last night. They were playing checkers while Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy were playing chess.
Well, I get it, and I understand it, that the people that want to yell and scream about the Steelers' offense was not sustaining drives, and they were putting the defense in a real bind. But at what point am I allowed to say, when you give up 135 in three games, when you give up 42 last night, and I think they scored five or six consecutive touchdowns, they just kept scoring on drives, at what point am I permitted to ask the defense to limit teams? Am I allowed to do that? And I was wrestling with that in my head. Like, anytime you put on social media or anytime you have the opinion, well, you know what? The defense could maybe make a stop here after they did initially and early in T.J. Watt at two stellar plays. Mm-hmm. But after that, they couldn't stop him at all. It's like sacrilege to say the defense needs to step up and do some things.
And it wasn't just that they weren't stopping them, Colin. It's that they were leaving entire tracts of green grass completely uncovered at times. It looked like the Chiefs were on a power play. And these weren't like, oh, okay, well, we turned the ball over in our own territory, so they had short fields. The Chiefs started their first three touchdown drives last night at their own 24, 26, and their own 20. They had to put together drives, and they did put together drives. But all of them were so quick
right.
that you just got absolutely bludgeoned.
I don't know if I've ever seen on my television that much green and that few defenders in my picture at
like,
one time.
How does Travis Kelce
like
get that
game.
Open on the third and 20 touchdown?
Yeah, it was almost like someone fell down, or you're waiting for
yes.
them to say, okay, let's go back to the replay. The Steelers were caught in a substitution pattern, only had 10 guys
right.
on the field,
oh,
but that never happened.
There was a busted coverage there. They both ended up over. No, they. Unfortunately, I think they were doing what they were told to do, and that is the scariest part of this.
See, I agree.
Your head coach is not going anywhere, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and tell you Mike Tomlin should be fired this morning. No, I'm not going to tell you that. But I will tell you this. Mike Tomlin should consider firing himself from being the guy who's running the defense every single day. And Art Rooney should consider telling him that that's the way it's got to be. We're going to have, we need to have, the Pittsburgh Steelers need to have a little bit of come to Jesus this offseason with Mike Tomlin about, hey, listen, 43, 44 points on average in your last three playoff games given up by your team.
Right.
You're the guy on that side of the ball. It's not working for you anymore on that side
and
of the ball.
I've done a 180 on Joe Hayden. I would not offer him a one-year contract. For
he
the
was
first time, he looked
night.
Slow. He looked yeah. old. He looked like, I don't want to take the chance, not for St. Vincent, but I don't want to take the chance that next November and December, he's still going to have it.
Yeah. No, and that's totally fair. But, I mean, again, you need to pull Mike Tomlin aside and say, listen, Mike, we love you. We love the leadership you provide. We love the voice you give to this organization. You are the face of this organization now that Ben is stepping aside and retiring. The Pittsburgh Steelers are Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin is the Pittsburgh Steelers. But here's the deal. Mike Tomlin is no longer the defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Keith Butler is no longer the de facto defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's time for you to elevate yourself to CEO level, if that's what you are, and find yourself a couple of coordinators. And we're going to do it together because we're not going to let you just bring in some of your friends or promote some guys from within.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly there. It's time to tell Mike Tomlin, and they won't because they've never done this, you're not the person making the ultimate decisions. You can make that, but on personnel and in terms of assistant coaches. Get Money coming up next, the five thereafter, and then what to do with a wide receiver room. Something that was very, very clear, it seemed like, maybe 2 years ago, even a year ago. Now the personnel in that room, who's the leader? Who do you go forward with a contract? How do you deal with that room? There's a lot of questions there, and we'll tackle them before the hour's out right here on the Fan Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, good morning. We break it all down. 42-21, Steelers lose. Back into that in just one moment. We'll hit you with the five in 5-8 minutes or so. But how about get money? Let's go.
Get money. Get money. Get money.
I don't even know how we did with our picks on Friday. I'm trying to think back. I know I never saw the Buffalo game coming like that.
I never
saw that. I know I picked that one earlier in the week.
That's twice. That's shame on me. Twice in the last week I've been burned by never bet against this. Never bet against Alabama. Never bet against Bill Belichick, you big dummy. How about you just look at the matchup and bet that?
I just never saw it happening like that. But, man, they look possessed. But now to get money here. Tonight, there's an NFL game left, and I'm still on the fence how I feel about all of this with a Monday night playoff game. You know? But it's football. It is what it is. Let's go. Let's couple Cooper Kupp. And Kyler Murray. Cooper Kupp, 100-plus yards receiving. I'll go and then make my own bet in a single-game parlay and push that number. And Kyler Murray, because I think they're going to have to play from behind a little bit or flush him out of the pocket, 40-plus yards rushing. Okay. Let me put those two props together. You can make some money. There's some value in that. Because I think they're going to throw to Cooper Kupp a gazillion times, and I think Murray's going to use his leg some. And there we go. Put those together, single-game parlay, bang, and collect.
I got a same-game parlay for you tonight as well, and it starts with a side. Look, the last time, let's be clear, these two teams have played twice. First time they played back in, I think it was week 5.
Very early, yes.
The Cardinals were dominant. They won by 17.
That was in the middle of their dominance.
Yes. They won by 17. It was only that close because the Rams got a garbage time TD. Matt Stafford threw up a clunker. It was a tight game the second time around, right? And the only reason the Rams won in Arizona late in the season was because Aaron Donald had his best game of the year, 3 sacks. I love Aaron Donald, but unless he's going to do better than that, I don't think the Rams win tonight. I don't know how anybody can be confident in Matt Stafford. Maybe you can be confident in his weapons available to him, but I'm not confident in him.
With all that playoff experience that he has.
Yeah, exactly.
From his former life.
So give me Arizona +3.5, because I think at the worst, this is a field goal game. So give me Arizona in the points. And James Conner has 18 touchdowns this year. I say that again. James Conner has 18 touchdowns this year, and he's still plus money for an anytime TD tonight. Parlay, the Cardinals +3.5 with a James Conner anytime touchdown. That same game parlay at FanDuel would be +244. So more than double your money.
You know, it would be unbelievable for the viewing audience, and this is where this would be great. If they were, let's say the Cardinals, there was a minute left and they were up 2.
Right.
And then they handed it to James Conner on the one to plunge in.
Oh, yeah.
To push both bets.
That would be phenomenal.
That's how you want it to play out. You want people right there. Did anything come right down to was there any beats just like that that went either way on the weekend, like something happened on the last play at all?
I don't think there were any last play bad beats. I was.
Well, that one game was. Oh, did the Tampa game fight back?
No. See, I was just going to bring up the Tampa game because if you got it at 8.5 like I did, before it dipped to 7.5 yesterday morning. But if you got it at 8.5, you were hoping Nick Sirianni was going to pull off the impossible and get a second backdoor cover on the Buccaneers in the same season. And it looked like they were going to, and then they just ran out of time.
Whenever I saw, and Kale, I mean, you're from Florida, you know this. Whenever I saw that the wind conditions, and we've all been down to that area, that Gulf Coast area, it's not hyperbole. All bets are off with me. Whenever I saw that it was wind and wasn't rain, forget it. In the opening kickoff, my man jogged out there to hold the ball.
Yeah.
Forget it. Forget any bet in that game.
And my initial reaction to that was, okay, this plays right into the hands of the Eagles because they should run the ball, right? But then when you're down 14-0, 17-0, you're screwed because Jalen Hurts is going to throw the ball to bad places and the wind is going to take it other places.
And any punting and any kicking off and any field goal kicking. You could forget it in Tampa like that.
No, it was a nightmare. And Jalen Hurts had no chance.
I know.
He's put in a position to have to throw. When the game's put on his right arm, bad things happen.
It looked like he was throwing a paper airplane. In that wind. Like, he had no chance
at all.
And
that was even when he made good decisions.
I know.
Which were fewer and farther between than the bad decisions.
He is the one quarterback this year for me that I've thought, like, at times, okay, maybe he could be the guy. And then now it's like, they're a playoff team and might have to start all over at quarterback. I don't – can that guy lead them to
– if they can get – if
they can get through their division, but can they get anywhere else?
If they can get him to stop making dumb throws, yes. But that's going to be a task in and of itself.
Yeah, I just – I don't know if he's the guy. Like, in 2 years, is he the quarterback of the Eagles?
Well, you know, Minshew's already on the roster. You can just re-sign him.
Man, get out of here. I don't know.
Bomber jacket and all.
But I really like what they do schematically and how they're structured and what they do, and obviously the running game. But their quarterback offers no threat.
Well, no. And so if you get down early like they did yesterday, right, or you have to throw the ball because you're behind, you're screwed. Despite the fact that they got like five guys on their roster who could give you a 100-yard game on the ground.
Rough day in Pennsylvania. Call the National Guard in because of all the snow. Both football teams stink. Everybody's hungover. Here we go. Happy fan morning show to you.
Here we go.
Yes, the five coming up next. And then the wide receiver room. We need to talk about that just a little bit here before the hour's out. Ed Bouchette at 7 o'clock, fan morning show.
Yeah, and take care of yourself, why don't you? And above and beyond, not going out this morning if you don't have to because of the condition of the roads. Take care of yourself in so much as, how are you going to hold up to those New Year's resolutions? Get with Affinity Whole Health right now. You go to feelgreatpittsburgh.com. Check it out, because if you've been suffering some of those symptoms that I was right around the time I turned 40, you're gaining weight, losing muscle, not the same energy you've had before, not the same motivation you've had before. Believe it or not, that could just be a simple body chemistry issue, and that's what Affinity Whole Health is there for, to help you out with it. They'll sit you down. They'll go over some basic lab work with you at your doctor consult and say, hey, it could be a testosterone deficiency. If that's what it is for you, like it was for me, their testosterone replacement program, they'll dial it in, they'll customize it to your needs, and then ship it right to your door. And again, if you're anything like me, you'll be absolutely blown away by the results. Again, you want to take care of those New Year's resolutions? You want to feel great again, Pittsburgh? It all starts with Affinity Whole Health. Get to feelgreatpittsburgh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Whole lot of stuff happened this weekend. You know that. Not just around the NFL, but we're going to talk mostly NFL and Steelers and a little thing we like to do to wrap up the weekend. It's called The Five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
Number five.
Would you say the Pittsburgh Steelers had a quote-unquote successful season?
That's a hard one. I'd say, well, if you went, okay. I'd say that the Pittsburgh Steelers had a season in which they did what most people predicted. Because if we go all the way back to camp and we go back to August and we look at things, most people predicted about a 500 team that would make the playoffs and get bounced in the first round.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So it really comes down to, do you consider a success simply meeting the bare minimum of expectations, or do you consider a success exceeding those expectations? They did, yeah, like Colin said, they did exactly what we thought was going to, what we thought they were going to do. So I don't know if you can call that a success. That's like getting by with, that's like C's get degrees, right? I showed up to class, I took the tests, I didn't fail, and they gave me a piece of paper for it.
Number four.
Were the Steelers and Eagles' respective results yesterday proof that the two additional wildcard teams are just too many?
No, not in the least. I don't think so at all. I think that if you look at those games, and obviously one was a blowout, one was probably not as close as the score was. I don't care. For me, I don't care if you want to put 12 teams in each conference. I'm fine with that. Expand the playoffs all you want. Did people not watch? And isn't that kind of the goal and the aim of all of this? The better teams should have the opportunity to rise to the top. If you're better, you're going to go out there and you're going to win. I don't think there's a dilution of the playoffs in the NFL in a win-and-you're-in situation, because for me, the top couple teams are better than those bottom teams in the playoffs anyway. Give me more do-or-die situations. I don't think it proved anything.
Yeah, no, I'm all for seven. I think we've actually hit the perfect number right now, seven in each conference, because it still gives the one seed the week off to rest, recuperate, and get ready for their game in the divisional round. Some added incentive there to have the best record in your conference. And it does. It heightens the playoff races down the final few weeks of now an elongated schedule. So I don't have a problem with it. There will be, look, it's just going to be a matter of time. There will be a seven seed that gets hot someday that will go on a run and go to a Super Bowl and maybe even win one after going 9-8 or maybe even having a losing record 8-9 during the season. That's going to happen eventually. So look, let's just understand that they are what they are. They were the last teams to get in right. Each conference.
The only thing that I wish they would do is just play 3-3. There's no reason to have a game tonight.
Just
I don't know why it needs to bleed into tonight.
I think had we got a Steelers win yesterday, we'd have a whole lot more appetite for football in general tonight than we will now, because it's kind of like, we're done.
Number three.
Should the Steelers sign Diontae Johnson to an extension this offseason?
No, he hasn't proven he can hold on to the football, which is, I don't know all the sort of functions and the prerequisites to being a receiver, but that's got to be at the top of the list. The ability to catch the football. I don't care how great of a route runner you are. I don't care how explosive you are. I don't care if you can block. Let's just be simple about this. If you can't be trusted to catch the football, and he was taken off the field late in that game. Ray McLeod played a bunch, and he sort of disappeared some. You got to be able to catch the football, and we thought those ills were behind him. Forget warming up with tennis balls. Work on catching footballs.
You are a wide receiver. You better be able to receive the football. I would not offer him a contract extension, no. I know we're going to get into the wide receiver room and the wide receiver position group a little bit deeper in about 10 minutes or so, but they've really got to wonder what they have going forward at that position. Outside of the final year of Diontae Johnson's contract, which is next year, and Chase Claypool, what exactly do they have going forward? I just don't feel super confident in that position anymore with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it felt like for the better part of a decade, you could always count on the next man up being there and that they'd always have one or two guys who could give you a big game when you needed it. I don't know if I have any trust or belief in any of those guys in that room right now.
Number two.
Will Matt Canada be back as the Steelers' offensive coordinator next season?
I went into last night's game thinking yes, no matter what, that they would say, yeah, we went to the playoffs, okay, new offensive coordinator, or new quarterback, and he's going to work with him. Now I'm not so sure. I think it's at best a 50. I think it's about a 50-50 proposition. I thought it was for sure he'd be back. After last night's showing, wraparound handoff, no urgency at all, really. I'm really not that sure.
I would not bring him back, but I don't doubt for a second, even after last night's game, that he will be back, that they will go with the philosophy of let's see what he can do with whoever the next quarterback is. We don't get rid of coordinators after just 1 year, at least not under Mike Tomlin. So, yeah, unfortunately, I think he'll be back.
Number one.
What is the single biggest area the Steelers need to improve this offseason?
The offensive line, for sure. I mean, they got battered. They need to improve at quarterback. There's no question there. Inside linebacker, which was bludgeoned again yesterday. I don't think they have a single big need. They have a lot of needs. But I think the interior of the offensive line.
Yeah, the O-line is obviously at the top of the list. But I think to be where they're at inside backer already after trading up 10 spots to get Devin Bush just a few years ago, that is the biggest – like, we anticipated that they were going to have to remake the offensive line over the course of a couple of years, and it hit them all at once rather than kind of staggered out over a multiple-year period. And so that part hasn't really caught us by surprise as much as Devin Bush being a complete and total disappointment for a guy you traded up 10 spots for and traded multiple draft picks for. That is the one that stings the most. And so while I agree the offensive line needs to be remade, and that's the biggest need this offseason, the most painful need right now, I think, for Steelers fans is that need to remake the inside linebacker position.
All right, that's the five. Coming up next, Twitter poll. We give you that and dive inside that wide receiver's room. We have to talk about that and hear from Juju because he's got something real interesting to say. Ed Bouchette, 7 o'clock.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
So much for our accordion and all that kind of stuff and the goodwill that we got.
Hope you guys had a lot of fun.
I know. Friday. Man, Friday was so electric.
The whole week, really, culminating in Thursday and Friday last
week.
Roger
Wood and everything, and then here we are. Here we are. Oh, man, just unreal. Why don't we hit real quick our Twitter poll. Let's go.
Come on, everybody. Let's tweet. Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking. For the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
All right, daily Twitter poll. This one from over the weekend. It's the weekend Twitter poll, oddly enough. Do you normally drink alcohol while watching Steelers games? 52.2% of you say no. 47.8% of you say yes. Maybe take that one this morning, and it would have changed greatly if you take yesterday's game. Oh, man, today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. We'll discuss this a little later on today at Fan Morning Show every single day. If you had to keep just one of these two coordinators, which one would you keep, Canada or Butler? 84.4% of you say Butler. 15.6% say Canada. Hmm. And maybe there's a different line of thinking in there in that Well, Keith Butler does less anyway because Mike Tomlin is the true defensive coordinator. I thought it'd be closer to 50-50, though.
I just don't know how you can look at the defense in their last three playoff performances and the same guys being in charge of that defense and not think that maybe it's time to move on.
I'll tell you what. Matt Canada's approval rating is at rock bottom this morning. I know that for a fact, it seems like. It is at rock bottom.
And just 1 year almost to the day after it being probably at the highest it was ever going to be, after they had lost to the Browns and we were done with Coach Randy, we're like, hey, get somebody new and promote Matt Canada. He can't be worse than Randy.
I can't defend the guy, but the quarterback threw balloons too.
Well,
it was just a
help.
Clashing of terrible circumstances. I'm starting to really side with Doug Whaley in that I have no idea who saw Matt Canada as qualified for this job to begin with. It's not his fault. He's not going to say, no, I don't want to be the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who identified him as a guy that had enough success to be the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's problematic.
Well, and the fact that it was one of those moves that was telegraphed, right? Like, they brought him in as quarterback's coach for a year, and I think thought that would be enough to maybe get him up to speed or to the point that he needed to be, especially in relation to Ben Roethlisberger and the ending of his career. But look, again, I'll own it. I was on board with the move a year ago. I was totally on board with it, but he didn't provide any of the things that I thought he was going to provide.
That was a year ago. Now we move forward. Juju talks about the future.
Oh, man. Honestly, it would be a blessing. You know, I love the city. I love the fans. I love Coach Tomlin. I love the coaches, my teammates, players, everyone in the media side to the training room. It's been unbelievable. My career here has been amazing. It would be nice, you know, to stay here and to play these guys again, same coaches and everyone. So, it'll be nice to stay for another 4 years.
Okay. Well, it doesn't need to be 4 years, though. That's the thing. But maybe Juju's trying to fish out a long-term contract. I don't know who'd give him a long-term contract. I wouldn't if I were the Steelers. I would see if he'd go shorter term, one or two. Now, in fairness to him, he's going to try to get paid, and he's going to try to get paid for the duration. I don't know who would jump at that, but if somebody's willing to pay 4 years, you go ahead and you take it, wherever that takes you. I don't care if you got to play in Japan. You go do that. That said, though, there is a lot of unsteady footing in the wide receiver room right now. You thought going into this year, the talk wasn't necessarily, is Deontay Johnson a good receiver? It's, is he good enough to be a number one?
Right.
Now, there's no talk about that. He is not even the Steelers' number one. I don't know how you can move forward and say, we trust him, if you're the Steelers, to be our number one receiver. I think you have to seriously consider Juju because, listen, the cap's going to go up some. You can't go 3 or 4 years with him. But I think you got to make him a 1 or 2 year really big offer and say, we got to have you in the slot.
Well, we
have to have you as part of our offense.
I agree that it wouldn't hurt you to bring him back for a year on another prove it deal. But I don't think there's going to be enough competition for Juju services that you need to necessarily break the bank to do it. And that's why I think it makes even more sense to just bring him back for 1 year. I think it'll be eminently affordable. When you look at the free agent class of wide receivers that are going to be available, he's way down the list based on what he's shown you the last couple of years. Behind the Davante Adamses, Mike Williams, Chris Godwins, Christian Kirks, Jacoby Myers of the world. He's not even on that next level of guys like Emmanuel Sanders, Russell Gage, A.J. Green, Cedric Wilson. I mean, you got to get pretty far down the list.
Which means if anybody offers four, he's gone.
There's no way. You're right. Yes. If anybody offers him 4 years, he is signing there in a heartbeat. But I can't imagine. If I'm a GM, if I'm an NFL GM right now, I don't offer Juju Smith-Schuster more than 1 year on a prove-it deal, and maybe that'll be the difference. Maybe somebody will be willing to go above and beyond on a one-year deal than where the Pittsburgh Steelers would be willing to go. But to your point,
I'd give him two because of his age.
Okay.
I'm willing to do that.
That's fair. I wouldn't go there, but I don't think that's necessarily a bank breaker as far as talking about your cap management. What I do think is the bigger issue here is that this is a franchise that for the better part of, a decade plus, always seem to have the next guy, always seem to roll at least three receivers deep, right? In guys that you trusted. And then even when it got a little choppy, right? You know, you think of the Martavis Bryant situation and his ups and downs here and some of the failed, you know, few failed right. draft picks here and there and in between, like Lima Swede. Most of the draft picks were
Marcus
absolute
Wheaton.
Steals. Yeah, Marcus Wheaton, yeah. But, I mean, they've always had a wide receiver room where there was somebody you trusted, if not a couple, if not a few guys, if not guys battling for snaps, right? And now all of a sudden you're staring down the barrel of after next year being down to Chase Claypool and
Ray McCloud.
Yeah, if that. You know, I mean.
I mean, honestly.
You have, again, I talk about having any level of confidence. I don't have any level of confidence in any of those guys.
They may just have to go tight end heavy and try to cultivate.
Well, now, luckily you do have Pat Freiermuth,
correct. So
right?
That serves to be a bit of a buffer, but you still need to have a number one wide receiver.
The Steelers haven't been in this desperate a need of a mainstay wide receiver that they can trust every single down since
Yancey Thigpen.
I mean, you might be right. I mean,
I'm serious.
Pre-Hines Ward. So they don't have that guy. I mean, and that's a concern, especially for if you're going to have a young quarterback or whoever your quarterback's going to be, even if it's Mason Rudolph for a year. It's got to be a guy who has targets that he trusts, right? That he can throw the ball to and know that, A, they're going to catch it, and, B, they're going to be able to do something with it after they catch it. And I don't know. If you were James Washington, who we would figure probably has a pretty good rapport with Mason Rudolph. They went to college together. Would you want to stick around after the number of snaps you got down the stretch this year? No. If you're Juju...
What's scary is he actually makes plays when he's in the game.
He does. I don't know what happened in the second half of the year with them getting away from him. I know he was out for a couple of weeks with COVID. You know, Deontay Johnson, we can't trust that he's going to hold on to the football. Chase Claypool jumps at absolutely every single opportunity. Like, literally jumps even when he doesn't have to. And Juju is coming off a major injury. Granted, he came back for one game, but again, would only be signed, in my opinion, on a one-year prove-it deal. You're very thin at wide receiver, and that's a position they haven't had to deal with being thin at since, like you pointed out, mid to late 90s.
And they may need to get into free agency, but you don't want to. You're not going to get into that upper echelon top tier of free agency. Like, that's not going to happen.
You're not signing Devontae Adams.
Right. So they're in a real bind that these guys have not developed. A real, real bind. Ed Bouchette, top of the hour, never leaves you in a bind. He's going to give a bunch of information, and we're going to find out the mood that Ed is in, and I can't wait. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sutton Chevrolet. Route 19, South Hills. Start the new year off with a great deal on a new pre-owned vehicle and online at sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.